great to be here at Synopsys and at my kitchen at the same time, actually. I'm going to try to share my desktop now to get my presentation out there.
Let's see. Yes, please try.
So are you seeing it now?
Not yet, but give it a few more minutes. Yes, we can see it now, and I will check if it's online. Yes, it's online as well. So the floor is yours, and I'm leaving you.
Okay, so, I'm going to be talking about Chinese influence in Finland, and I do emphasize the term preliminary here, because what I'm offering is merely like the first impressions on what's going on in the country. And I will be discussing these issues in more detail in a paper that will be published by Synopsys within the near future, I hope. And furthermore, secondly, I'm not exactly a scholar of China's influence operations or United Front operations or anything like that. So even though I have found some, I think, interesting activities and organizations in Finland, I do kind of have trouble understanding the big picture and to connect the dots between these organizations and persons and connect the dots with the larger picture. So I'll be really happy if I have any feedback and comment from you guys, and also please feel free to connect me in Slack if you have any interesting ideas to share on this regard. So what I'm going to be talking about is the major Chinese associations in Finland and their possible links to the United Front system. And then secondly, Chinese influencing activities with the Finnish parliament. And finally, and shortly, Chinese information operations in Finland. Yes. But before we go on, it's probably a good idea to shortly mention that on a general level, Chinese influencing activities in Finland seem to be comparatively mild, at least when compared to, for example, Sweden and what's going on in there. So as you all might know, Finland's relations with China have developed quite smooth. There has been no major diplomatic catastrophes within the 70 years that the countries have had the official diplomatic relations. So it seems that neither side wants to rock the boat. And so therefore, most of the Chinese influencing activity seems to be kind of under the radar and happening, yes, almost at an invisible level, at least for the most of the Finnish spectators. And for example, the Chinese embassy in Helsinki is quite passive and next to invisible in the eyes of ordinary Finnish people. And it really rarely comments, if ever, comments any developments in Finland, and definitely does not threaten journalists or invite anybody to its premises with shotguns or stuff like that. So the situation in Finland is quite different to what's going on in Sweden. Okay, then moving on to the actual topics at hand. So we begin with the Chinese associations in Finland. We have a lot of different associations organized by local Chinese. For example, the Scholar and Student Associations. Then there's the branch of the Nordic Qigong Association that Per just mentioned. And then there's, of course, our own branch of the Peaceful Reunification Council in Finland. Besides those, there's also a lot of cultural associations and friendship associations and business and trade associations, which we will not be talking about here today. So let's begin with the Chinese Association of Science and Technology in Finland, CASTF. It was established in 2014 to promote, and I quote, cooperation development in the fields of science and technology, education, culture, economy, and trade between China and Finland. And in this, the organization seems to be quite similar to other similar organizations, Chinese tech organizations in other countries. And it's also a member of the Federation of Chinese Professional Associations in Europe, which some of you might know, and which seems to have quite active connections with the United Front System. The Finnish organization organizes all kinds of events and seminars and sends delegations and receives a lot of delegations from China and from Chinese science related and tech related organizations. Now, what kind of organizations, for example? Most of them seem to do, like I said, with science and tech, but in 2019, curiously enough, the CASDF hosted a delegation from the United Front Department itself. So the deputy director of the United Front, Xu Yaosheng, actually visited this bunch in Helsinki, and they also visited Aalto University premises in Helsinki, which kind of links the organization, at least in my eye, to the United Front organization structure. The CASDF is also pretty closely linked to the Nordic Qigong Association that Per just mentioned. For example, the chairman and the vice chairman of the CASDF are both members of the Nordic Qigong Association. And Zhang Hongbo is mentioned as the responsible person for Nordic Qigong Association's Finnish operations. The Finnish branch of the Nordic Qigong Association seems to be doing similar kinds of activities, organizing all these delegations from and to China. And they have had some connections also here in Finland with the Chinese branch, the actual Chinese Qigong Party. For example, the Qigong Party vice chairman, Yan Xiaopei, was visiting in Finland in 2017 and met with the Nordic Qigong Association members in here. Okay, then moving quite rapidly to the next association at hand, which is, of course, the famous Finland Association for Promoting Peaceful Reunification of China. So very similar kind of an organization that almost all the countries nowadays seem to have. It was established in 2000, but the activity really takes off in 2017. For example, the organization was then officially registered as an NGO in Finland, and it opened its website in 2017. And its activities are similar to the activities of its sister members. So it supports CCP policies most visibly through different kinds of demonstrations. And it organizes all kinds of study and discussion sessions and tries to establish connections between local associations in Finland between them and then the Chinese associations at the same level. And it also tries to get a foothold in local Finnish politics and has achieved some success on that regard. There's some screenshots that I've found of the FAPPRC's doings. So, for example, they were welcoming President Xi Jinping when he visited Finland in 2017. And on their website, they were bragging how they expelled a demonstrator who was waving the Tibetan flag by reporting him to the police, because all the demonstrators were supposed to be in a certain area because this person was not, so they reported his activities to the police. Here FAPPRC is seen organizing a counter demonstration against the Hong Kong Democracy Movement that had a demonstration in Helsinki in 2019. And here FAPPRC is seen gathering for the study of, I think, if I remember correctly, some speech of Xi Jinping in early 2019. FAPPRC is currently chaired by Zhu Hailun from Shanghai, here, seen visiting Beijing. And up until this March, the organization was vice-chaired by a Finnish national, Jenni Chen, who was also an elected member of the Vantaa City Council. So not a member of the parliament, but a member of the City Council. And he and she did not report his doings in this Chinese organization while doing so. And in 2020, early 2020, Finnish media's published quite a many articles on this organization and on its doings and on Jenni Chen's links to it. And pretty soon after that, the whole website of the organization vanished, and Jenni Chen was also expelled from the National Coalition Party. But even though the website vanished, the activity seems to be continuing based on updates that you can find at the website of the Chinese umbrella organization. I'm sure some of you, or most of you, have been there already. Okay, that's about the associations. Then we can move into some parliamentary connections. Again, here, this is really preliminary stuff. I haven't been getting into this too well so far, but at this point, what I have found out is that there are, first of all, party-to-party connections between the CCP and between certain Finnish parties, and these have been managed through the International Liaison Department of the CCP. And this party-to-party activity involves mainly delegations and visits from China, from the CCP to Finland, and from Finland to China. And it seems, based on my preliminary survey, that the contacts and the activities have been centered around the Center Party of Finland, which makes sense because it's one of the most one of the biggest and most influential political parties in Finland. Here, for example, we are seeing the vice chairman of the International Liaison Department visiting a Center Party Congress in 2018 and offering then Prime Minister Juha Sipilä Book of Xi Jinping as a gift. Then we have also had these briefing delegations, at least one. I'm only aware of one briefing delegation, which was organized at the Finnish Parliament soon after the 19th CCP Party Congress to explain the spirit of the 19th Congress of the CCP. There's not that much information on that or any other delegations to the parliament in Finnish, but in Chinese, you can find quite a lot of interesting stuff on that. Besides the party-to-party connections, there's also this Finnish-Chinese parliamentary friendship group at the Finnish parliament. They are also friendship groups with other nations. There's also a Finnish-Taiwanese parliamentary friendship group. So this is nothing extraordinary. And they are unofficial groups, which you can't really find much information about, at least not in Finnish or in English. But once again, if you start to Google or use Baidu on the activities of this group in Chinese, then there's actually quite a lot of stuff available. So this group seems to organize various kinds of China-related events and meetings, and hosts delegations from China occasionally. Like here, we are seeing the delegation from the Tibetan Autonomous Region visiting the Finnish Parliament. So not the Dalai Lama, but the representatives of the official CCP version of Tibet. Besides this, they organize this yearly, well, not every year, but almost yearly China Day event at the Parliament in cooperation with the Chinese Embassy in Helsinki. So to me, it seems that from the Chinese point of view, this group is seen more as kind of a propaganda proxy that can be used to folks back home to give some kind of an impression on the level of relations between China and Finland. Because in Finnish, you really can't find much anything about it. But besides this propaganda function, there has been some pretty shady developments within this group during the last 2 or 3 years or so. So this January or February, the case of Mika Niikko came up to some public discussion after the media's, certain Finnish media's published various articles on his activities with the Chinese business and political community. So in 2018, Mika Niikko became the chairman of the China-Finnish parliamentary friendship group. But already way before that, he had established quite deep connections with Chinese business and political communities, and especially with a Chinese-Finnish businessman called Zihang. For example, before racing to lead the friendship group, he had already received an election loan from Hangzi in 2015. Then in 2017, Niikko, together with another parliamentarian, Ville Vähämäki, both from the Finns party, they established a company called Realmax Oy with Hangzi. And the Realmax company is a subsidiary of a Chinese Realmax company. It also has a branch in, at least in US, or used to have, at least. So it was kind of funded with Chinese money and established in Finland as a semi-independent subsidiary of this Chinese Realmax company. And after the establishment of the company, Niikko was hosting various Realmax-related delegations from China, often seen together with his business partner Zihang. And he also visited China together with many times after this company was established, even though he claims that he sold his stock from the company pretty soon after it was established. So he only helped this Zihang in the bureaucracy of how to establish a company in Finland. But anyway, so he invited a lot of delegations from China to Finland, and one of the delegation was led by Professor Li Te-yi from the Chinese Association for Artificial Intelligence, seen here dressed up in a nice and jolly looking professor outfit. But what Mika Niikko probably didn't know or even knew, I don't know, but it was at least not made public at the time that Li Te-yi is also a major general of the People's Liberation Army and one of its highly regarded AI researchers. So it seems that Niikko and this company Realmax and all this, what was happening at the friendship group, was used as some kind of facade for technology transfer operations. And not only to transfer technology, because Realmax was a technology, AI or augmented reality company. So not only technology transfers for Chinese companies, but also it seems to the People's Liberation Army itself. Yes, and finally, moving from the parliament to the information operations, generally we must say that the information operations by China and Finland are comparatively mild. For example, there are no publications in the Finnish language that are connected to the Chinese state in any way, and there are no sponsored supplements in the Finnish language. Nor is there any reported pressure from the Chinese embassy on Finnish medias, as is the case in Sweden. So the situation in general is quite mild, and it's really hard to find any media content related to the Chinese state, at least in the Finnish language. Last year, during the Hong Kong protests, the major newspaper in Finland, the Helsingin Sanomat, published this ad by the Hong Kong government, which supported the government's actions on the situation in Hong Kong, but that's basically it during the last few years. However, a few years back, during the early 2000s and early 2010s, there was an interesting case of information activity or information information influencing in Finland, which was handled through this company called GP Time. Maybe some of you have actually heard of it, but this company was established in Tampere, Finland in 2003. And it claimed to be a private media company, but it was partly owned, or I think half owned, by China Radio International, and its budget was basically completely provided by the China Radio International. So this company, GP Times, it produced these China-friendly websites, originally only in Finland, but later in various European countries. I think at least in Sweden, but in many other countries also. So they had these websites that provided positive and positive news on China and China's the political system, and mostly about the cultural issues. But anyway, the GP Times was the only media that was producing for some time, quite a long time actually, information about China in the Finnish language. And besides that, besides the websites, they also brought the Finnish radio channel Rondo Classic and started to insert these short information bits between the classical music masterpieces that had to do all kinds of issues. But the basic idea was they were kind of positively framed information bits about China, for example, explaining the Cultural Revolution or whatnot. But then in 2019, the whole company quite abruptly ceased its activity in Finland and in other countries too. And this was because the China Radio International, for some reason, ceased its funding to the company. So as soon as the CRI ceased its funding, the company went bankrupt, and it has no activity in Finland or in any other country anymore. Besides the curious case of GP Times, there are some English language sites in Finland, for example, Daily Finland and Helsinki Times, which provide some news about China in English. For example, this site, Daily Finland, gets most of its international coverage from Xinhua. I think I can show it, actually. It looks like this. So it's a news site that has news about Finland, but also on international issues as well. And it gets its news from the Xinhua news agency. So you're not going to find anything that critical about China, at least. Then there is the Helsinki Times, another newspaper providing news about Finland in English, which provides this China news supplement produced by People's Data Online. So these are the channels for English language Chinese state-sponsored news, but I'm not aware of how many people actually read them, at least of the Finns. I don't think that anybody even knows Daily Finland or Helsinki Times. So their influence cannot be that remarkable. So I'm going to end in here. What we can conclude based on this really preliminary study is that China's influencing activities in Finland seem to be quite or very similar to what is going on in other countries. we have the same kinds of institutions and associations, and which are using pretty much similar procedures and methods for doing their thing. And as I mentioned, this is a preliminary study and a lot more needs to be done on this regard. For example, left out of this presentation, but which might be approached in the paper that I'll be published later, where Chinese business and trade associations, there's a bunch of them, and they have some quite obvious United Front links. Then there are the cultural associations, and then there are the academic institutions in Finland, of course, including the Confucius Institute at the Helsinki University and the China Law Center at Helsinki University, which are both kind of China connected institutions. So some of these might be touched upon in the upcoming paper. But I'm going to end in here. Thanks a lot for listening.